Well, welcome to another edition of Movie Torture. I am one of the hosts, Roger, and I am here because I have a bone to pick. Yeah, I missed one episode, well, two episodes.
Two eps.
And I'm mocked and I'm ridiculed and, you know, I don't know what to do about that.
I think we had this conversation last time, didn't we? Last time you came back from being off too?
Yeah, I guess we did. I guess we did. But I'm here with my buddy Brad. I didn't say little buddy, my buddy Brad.
Well, I'm small in stature, but big in ego.
Yeah. Well, big in personality.
We got some noise. We're going to close that door for a minute. A little behind the scenes. We hear some noise here. Good to see you there, Raj. I noticed that you had a little more oomph when you said, well, welcome to another edition.
Because I didn't want to sound like your redneck special needs impression of me.
Well, I'm here with my little buddy, Brad. And no, Hannah does a great job, Roger.
Yeah, she did.
But as you know, as always, producer Gary's here. He's got a loyal fan base. They are all excited to know producer Gary is in the house. He's got his basketball jersey on, tennis shoes. He's ready to roll.
Headband
and all, and a clown nose since he's a former clown.
I knew it. I should have worn my old basketball jersey. I played basketball in like middle school. I should have worn that.
I have told Gabby, who lives with me, that Gary was a high school phenom, and they called him Gary Legend. He's really good at basketball. Gabby doesn't believe me, but I hype him up, man. I'm like, Gary dropped buckets. He was bucketing everything.
People tall, three times as tall as him.
Gary's 6 foot, right?
Mm, yeah. Say about.
Yeah, he's about 6 foot.
My license says 5'11". It's driven me nuts ever since that day.
Can't you tell him to make it
change
6 foot?
That.
Well, no. The day I went to go get my license, they said, how tall are you? I went 6 foot. And they were like, and took me over to the little measuring station. And they were like, 5'11". And I was like, oh, my gosh.
I like that the DMV person cared. Because you usually don't get them where they care. They're always like, whatever, I don't care.
Okay, 6'2", 6'4".
I went there and tried to tell them I'm 7 foot. They were going to put that down. And I'm like, well, I'm not really 7 foot, you know.
You should have went with that. That way, if you committed a crime, they'd be looking for a 7 foot tall guy, and you're not one.
Exactly. Yeah. And that cool voice you hear is Blumhouse Trent in the house.
Everyone. How are you?
Minus Blumhouse in the...
I have this wonderful moniker, and I've done one Blumhouse movie. The entire tenure I've had on this podcast.
I kind of like that you're Blumhouse, but you got hired on to do way more than Blum. And when I got lied to, is what I got.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we dangled the Blumhouse candy in front of Trent, and he bought it. And then we're like, we got this sucker now. He's going to be watching.
I'm here, right?
He's going to be watching Larry the... You're actually more our Larry the Cable Guy expert.
Yeah, I have seen my share of Larry the Cable Guy. So
you're the LCG expert. That.
I don't know if that's something to be proud of or...
I mean, you could write a historic book about what Larry the Cable Guy's done in movies.
It's always the same movie, though.
It's the same movie with a different name.
Yeah. He did it at Christmas, and he did it at Thanksgiving, and right. He did it at all, yeah.
Let's get the elephant in the room out right now. Larry the Cable Guy, way less... intellectually developed than anybody on this basketball team. 100%. Let's just go ahead and lay that out. Like, Larry could be in this movie, but he would be on the basketball team.
But the guys in the movie would be like, the guys in the movie would be like, oh, God, yeah. Larry.
Like, oh, my gosh, Larry. Roger, what movie are we doing today?
We're doing Champions, released in 2023. This past year.
Okay.
Starring Woody Harrelson. Yeah.
I like Woody Harrelson. What is your favorite Woody Harrelson movie?
White Man Can't Jump.
Really? That's what you go with? I like Natural Born Killers. No, I'm kidding. I don't like
that. I thought you was going to say Hunger Games.
Oh, my gosh, no. I've never... Is he in that?
Isn't he in something in that? I don't know.
Yeah, he's one of the guys.
I like him in Doc Hollywood.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He's good in that one.
Yeah.
He's like the guy that wants Michael J. Fox's girl, I think, right?
I think so, yeah. That's been a long... He's
embraced... balding.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's rolling with it.
He's also good in...
Now You See Me. I thought he was okay in that one.
That, yeah. But what's the Zombieland.
Zombieland, yeah.
He's good in Zombieland.
That one.
Yeah.
He's good in almost everything he does, right? I mean, he's got the same shtick.
Yeah.
But he does it well, yeah.
But he does it
Cheers
well.
Cheers is the best.
Oh, yeah. His Cheers was... Yeah.
Yeah.
So this movie was released... in the United States, March 10th of last year, and the box office was $19.2 million.
That's all it earned?
Yep.
I never even really heard of it until
what was the budget on this? How much did it cost to bring the basketball team?
It did not. Usually Wikipedia says it, but it didn't have it. Let me look on that.
5 mil, maybe? It couldn't have been much.
You think? I think Woody probably gets 7 mil a movie, right?
Well, yeah, his salary had to be the largest part of the entire movie because they filmed it all mostly in the same gymnasium.
Well, now we need to figure out what Woody made on this movie. We're trying, listeners, to figure this out. This movie had to have a bigger budget. Champions movie budget. $4.5 million budget.
Well, he didn't get paid much then.
No.
He probably got a mil of that.
You think he was just like, I want to work for the Farrelly brothers, and then he was disappointed when he realized it was just one brother?
I don't know because you wouldn't think he would work for 4 mil at this point in his career, right? I mean, you'd think
has he had a big hit where he does he carry a movie? Can he carry a movie? I don't think so.
No, right? I don't think he can carry one. But still, 4 mil. I mean, you know,
this is an indie film, right?
Well, yeah,
is it an indie film? It has to be,
probably, since it was
the
debut of the one Folly Brother guy.
Yeah. But do you think he was like, I'm getting to work with the fair. He goes home and tells his girlfriend because he smokes a lot of weed.
I think he just thought, I'm getting paid.
You think? I think he would be like, because I would be that way. I'd be like, oh my gosh, I get to work for the Farrelly brothers. They made Dumb and Dumber. That's my favorite comedy of all time. Then you show up on set and they're like, yeah.
He hasn't done anything else with them, right?
Yes, he has. Kingpin.
Kingpin. That's right. He did Kingpin.
Munson. Roy Munson.
That's why he did it.
My favorite Woody Harrelson.
But then that's why he did it then. He probably already had a style, but they probably gave him a call. He's like, man, we don't have a lot of money, but he's like, cool, man, I'll do it.
Yeah, because that's my favorite Woody Harrelson.
Kingpin.
Movie.
Yeah.
Kingpin. That's right. Don't forget, you're still owed next month's rent. That was the funniest scene in the world. He looks at her with his one hook hand. He's like,
that's right, because he had the hook hand. Yeah, I forgot that.
It was distributed by Universal.
So it was an independent film.
Right. It's not a big money film.
I like it because they're like, don't get Munsoned.
But it also, you know, I mean, it's 2022, 23, right? So it wasn't like affected by COVID or anything like that.
No.
Couldn't blame that for it.
I think it's a hard sell. This movie was a hard sell to people because...
You'd be careful with it. Like when I first watched it, I'm like, yeah, I don't know about this because I don't want to watch this movie if it's going to make fun of people
that's
handicapped or challenged or something like that. Yeah. Because my wife watched it. She's like, We read the thing. She's like, I don't want to watch this. If they're going to make fun of people, I don't want to watch it.
Listeners, we are not going to make fun of any of the special needs people in this movie. We will make fun of Woody Harrelson.
They were some of the best actors in the movie.
Oh, they were great.
The special needs people brought it in this movie.
That was great. Yeah, I mean, it was.
They brought it. I love the girl that shows up.
But that may have, like, chased some people off from it, though. Like, if they thought. You remember when Shallow Hal came out? The same kind of premise with
Shallow Hal was funny.
No, it was great. I'm just saying that's the same guys. But I'm just saying you watch it first, you thought it was gonna make fun of people, and you're like, yeah, I don't know about that. And then you watch it and it's like, hey man, that had a great line to it.
But The Ringer was a funny movie.
I went to the
theater and saw The Ringer and I was laughing loud in the movie, but then I felt bad because I'm laughing.
I mean, I wouldn't expect any less from you if you didn't tell me.
But it was funny. You got a guy that's like fake. Okay, think about this for a moment, though. How ahead of its time was it? Because we have men pretending to be women to play sports and win. He was pretending to be special needs to dominate the Special Olympics. I think somebody could do that now. You could say, I'm just special needs, and they put you in. I think that's where we're at. That movie's 20 years old. I think you could pull it off. Gary, I want you to do some research. I want you to join the Special Olympics.
I might actually be able to do that, Brad. I've got cerebral palsy.
Oh, gosh. That does not make you Special Olympics.
Well, it does.
If you have any kind of like handicap.
Gary just like dropped the gauntlet on me.
The way he made you, movie torture dad.
Yeah.
I think I just got Brad canceled.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think that was rough. That was hard to listen to. I gotta say, that was painful. I was just sitting here shrinking in the couch here as you talked, man, because that was painful.
In my defense, I didn't know. I think it's what everybody says. I didn't know.
That says everyone who's ever been canceled for anything in life. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I really didn't. I didn't know cerebral palsy got you in the Special Olympics.
Ignorance is not an excuse, Brad.
Ever.
I'm going to have to edit this part.
Oh, no. We got to keep this in. Yeah. I like this.
Just keep digging. Just keep digging with it.
Now I'm having fun. Anyway.
Where were we? But that was a funny movie, though. The Ringer was funny. Roger, you're a Ringer fan.
The scene where they get back from the movies and they're trying to act like they're trying to cover for the slimy guy. And the one guy, like they say, yeah, we went and got ice cream, and the guy was like, when the F do we get ice cream? And it just deadpans it out of nowhere and just
Wasn't his name Jeffy? Didn't he go by Jeffy?
Yeah,
I still remember that.
That you remember all that is what's scary.
We need to do a Ringer rewatch just to see if it holds up today.
That was like one of the first movies my son saw, like that was, you know, kind of, I kind of introduced it to him and I said, okay, there's going to be some language in it. I said, but it's, you know, this is really funny. And that's one of his... I mean, if you ask, when he comes back in town, Brad, you ask him, like, what's one of the funniest movies you and your dad have watched together? And I swear he'll come up and say that. Because the first time we watched it, he rolled out on the floor at the theater, and he rolled out on the floor and watched it.
I love how you want to make it, like, you're like, I'm going to introduce you to some humor. We're going to watch The Ringer. Like, that's the one movie you choose to go. There's going to be bad words, but it's going to be incredible.
Well, you know, as a father, like, you know, there's this time, things you share with your kid that, you know, like, the first time he watched Dumb and Dumber, you know, that was like, you know, because I enjoyed watching him laugh his head off like I did when I was his age, when I watched it for the first time.
I wanted that for my son. And I said, let's watch Back to the Future. And he could not have been more bored and hated it and didn't even want
to finish. It was Back to the Future, though. It wasn't like, it was great for us, but it didn't have like all the humor that his age is going to like.
He's like, okay, I took him to see Ghostbusters on Saturday. I hadn't told you this, Trent.
Did you like it?
It was okay. I give it like a 6 out of 10. But we're coming home and I was like, hey, let's go get coffee. And he goes, Dad, you know I hate movies and I gave you 3.5 hours.
That's great. I gave you a little of my time. You're good.
I gave you time. I don't want to get coffee with you.
We're done for today.
We're done. We're Take done. Me home and put the controller in my hand.
And we'll be okay.
I was going to say, but you still had to take him home after that. So you could have just gone and got coffee. Anyway.
I did. You think I'm letting an 11-year-old dictator tell me what's happening?
You could do like my kid. He's off in college, and he texts me and goes, sorry, Dad, I didn't get a chance to call you today. And then when his mom texts him, he said, what have you been doing? Oh, I had absolutely nothing to do. I've just been laying around all day. I'm like, okay. So now we see where I fall on the, you know.
Oh, gosh. That's funny. You may do a quick recap really fast before we?
Yeah, do your mental recap.
Woody Harrelson, assistant coach, knows it all. And I guess it's the NBA.
No, it's a minor league. Yeah, minor league. It's like a minor league team. Yeah.
Disagrees with the coach, shoves him, gets kicked off. Coach Winston from Ghostbusters,
Ernie Hudson, right?
Fires him. And then Who's he gets a friend? DUI. Because when you get fired, I guess the next thing you do is drink and drive.
You lose your minor league assistant coaching role, and you're so distraught, you must spend a night with a DUI.
Yeah. So then the only job he can get is working at a rec center coaching special abilities. No,
community service gave him that job.
Community service. Yeah, and right. He didn't want it. And then he ends up showing up, and the best player on the team's like, nah, I'm good. I don't want to be with you. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. And he just would shoot his own hoops. And he ends up bonding with the team. Somebody calls him the R word, and he gets mad about that. And then Seattle, a fake team, wants him. Y'all know my thoughts on fake teams. Wants to hire him. Now he's got the dilemma. Do I stay and coach the special abilities, or do I go coach basketball again? And he has a chick now, Sweet D from Sunny in Philadelphia, and he decides to stay. End of movie.
Your classic story that goes that way, though. You know.
Did anyone in here think he wasn't going to stay?
No, he was going to definitely stay, yeah, just to some degree. I didn't know. I thought he would keep on coaching him. I didn't know that he would go on to get a college gig, but he...
Did he go on to get a college
gig? Yeah, he got a college gig, and his assistant... The guy that was like his friend in
the one that had no friends.
He's the one that got that gig, and so he comes back and forth and checks on him.
How did I miss that?
Not very observant.
I watched the movie with Max, and you know he hates movies.
And you
movies.
Still remember the name of the guy with the movie a minute ago you're talking about from 20 years ago, but you remember one from 20 days ago or that long.
Has it been 20 days?
Probably a week ago.
Let me ask y'all this, because we were watching Catfish last night.
Wow. My wife, I mean, no, okay.
In the bed. And I love watching with my wife because we sit and make fun of it the whole time. We're like, what is this girl had given like $4,000 to a man that she had never met. So we're watching this. Well, they don't have a photo. So they hire, I'm getting somewhere, they hire a sketch artist to come in and draw a sketch. Of what, because she dropped money off to this dude. She gave him $600 to buy a PlayStation, which was supposedly his.
I hate to interrupt what you're doing now, but something very important I need to let you know about. When you purchase Generous Coffee Beans, we want you to try to enjoy each brew for two reasons. Number one, because you're a part of something bigger, making a positive impact around the world. And number two, because we did not compromise on the quality of coffee. You're drinking some of the best coffee in the world. 100% of profits are donated to nonprofits that are fighting injustice facing humans around the world. Wow, that's powerful. Generous is best known for its specialty coffee, but the heartbeat of Generous is their hope to use for profit business for good. In 2024, Generous is hoping to provide coffee to churches around the U.S. to spread a message within congregations that churches care about people, even down to the coffee they are serving and the people they enjoy. I apologize for that extremely long run-on sentence. If you have interest in hearing more about Generous Coffee, please reach out to their founder, Ben Higgins, at benhiggins@generousmovement.com. Thank you, and back to our scheduled podcast.
She drops the money off. So she's got the sketch artist. They draw him up. He looks cartoonish. It's funny. My wife and I were like, and they're carrying this big sheet of paper to the apartment. Have you seen this guy?
It's all about a caricature.
You gotta watch this episode. It's hilarious. And then they bring it to the manager. She's like, I have seen that guy. And my wife and I were like, holy crap. You're looking at this cartoon guy, and she's like, I have seen that
guy. He was just in the other day.
And then they take it to the smoke shop because he hangs out, and the smoke guy's like, I've seen that guy. And anyway, my point in this story is, this was months prior. Could you give a great description of someone you met for 5 minutes to drop off money 3 months ago to a sketch artist?
Never.
I couldn't believe it. She could even do that. Roger's looking at me like, what are you getting?
I'm trying to figure out where this is going. I thought
we were talking about remembering there, counselor? 20 days ago. Okay. And I'm like, this lady's 3 months and she's drawing a sketch. Like, she's telling a guy and he's like, okay, got brown eyes. And he's drawing it. I think sketch arts would be the hardest job in the world, by the way.
Or the easiest, whichever.
Or the easiest. Because you really don't have...
You have nothing to go off of.
But then they find the guy. They find him. And Neve, the host, goes... he does look like that sketch. And he did. But it was a more cartoonish version. It would like be Gary, but a real cartoon Gary. Almost like a, remember when we went to Florida and got those, I'm talking Movie Torture Dad, who's actually in studio today. Got the caricatures done of us. It looked like a caricature almost.
Do you still have that caricature is what I want to know.
I have a photo of it.
Is it the ones with the big head and the...
Yes, and I have my glasses. It's somewhere. I have to send it to you guys on the text.
Have you seen this, man? I feel like you could tell if you took one of those around the beach.
I don't need to see it. I've got it in my head already.
I pictured it myself, too.
I got it in my head already.
I know that has nothing to do with Champions, but it is funny on how do you remember things? Because I told my wife last night, I said, I probably couldn't describe someone I saw at church today. Like... In passing, if I had to sit and do that, like I would be like, I think they have brown eyes. I don't know. I don't pay attention
enough.
Eyes
were brownish blue, and their hair was kind of blondish brown. And that'd be the way I'd be.
I mean, I'm really good friends with producer Gary. I can't tell you his eye color.
Really?
I never look into his eyes.
Well, I mean, okay.
I have a hard time. That. I don't even know if I could tell you my wife's eye colors. Yeah, I don't pay attention to
that. I got
to
be honest with you, that part I would edit out if I were you.
Yeah, she doesn't listen.
Yeah, she
ain't listening.
Movie torture. You do a podcast?
She'd rather be tortured than listen to movie torture. Yeah. Okay, back to Champions. Sweet D shows up, which I like. Did anybody watch Sunny in Philadelphia?
No. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know.
She's had a ton of plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Like, she almost looks freakish at this point.
Yeah.
But they open up with them in bed together, right? Like, she gets up, and she's like, I don't need you. I'm like, basically, she's like, this is just a hookup. I guess she's on Tinder. I don't know. Is that?
Yeah, I think that was.
Yeah, I think that's what they ended up
She swiped right, just because she's tired of taking care of her special need brother, and she needs a relief. Right? Isn't that what she basically said?
Basically, yeah.
And she picks Woody Harrelson, who just, he hasn't gotten fired yet.
No, he's still got his job.
He's still got his job.
He's fired that night.
He has a, think about his day. Like, he peaks early. Like, he wakes up, he has the peak, and then he goes down to where he gets fired.
She shames them before he even, I mean.
She's making all kind of fun of him before he even gets there.
Yeah, she does kind of shame him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, he doesn't care, right?
Then he ends up getting fired.
And then he gets a DUI.
Yeah.
Which is funny because he was watching the guys get arrested. That was funny. And then he rear-ends the cop car.
He rear-ends the cop car.
That's like a classic scene.
Didn't we see in Texas a cop car? Did the cop hit the, didn't we see that? We're like, did the cop hit that person? Would a cop get fired if they, or hit a car?
More than likely, yeah.
You think?
So. If they ran over somebody, yeah.
Well, I mean, if they ran over somebody, they went the boom, boom, then.
I mean, you don't get to go, whoops.
Hit and run, sorry.
That's my fear, backing over someone when I'm driving. I never want to back over someone.
Hence those cameras they put on there now on the cars.
Well, my car is 22 years old. I don't have cameras trained. I can't live the
highlight. Your cameras, like you. Ow, when you hit them.
We don't all get to live the high life. I said HIV, like you got the HIV. We don't get to live the high life. Roger has a backup camera.
Oh, my wife's car, yeah.
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 I find when I rent a car with a backup camera, I don't use
them. I don't use them. We've had that discussion before. I trust my own eyes.
I trust my eyes.
Yeah, not a camera.
Even though you and I struggle to see.
Even though we're blind.
Back to the movie though.
Yeah.
So he really just loses on the sideline. What would y'all do if you saw a coach shove another coach? I would like to see that. That would be fun. I'd be like, I was there.
By watching that game, that was the highlight of the game.
But I like how Winston from Ghostbusters doesn't like tell his assistant, "Hey, dude, this guy's like mom is in the hospital or whatever it was." Like you think he'd fill the staff in and go, "He's kind of struggling today, so we're going to take it easy on him." Like, why was he holding it from him?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, don't you love it when your wife gets angry about something, but you know why you're doing it, and you could easily look at her and go, "I'm doing it because of this." And they're like, "Oh, why wouldn't you just tell me?" Like, was he holding it in his hip pocket? Like, he should have just set it on the bench. Well, hey, man.
Sounds like he was frustrated with him for him questioning him all the time. So maybe that's why he didn't tell him. He's like, because he gets tired of, doesn't even care if he's, on the bench at all.
You're right. I think it's as much of, hey, just, you don't have to question. I've got reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing. You don't have to question every single thing I do, because he was just sitting there questioning every movie made.
Were they believable as friends? I don't understand why Winston would even want to be his friend.
Somewhat. As it progressed, it wasn't believable at the first, but it was more believable at the end that they were friends.
Yeah. So he meets the team. The team, really a fun bunch of players, man.
They were great.
They were. They made this movie.
Oh yeah, that ensemble of players were the movie. They carried it more than Woody Harrelson did.
Yeah, they were better than him in this movie.
Yeah, they were great.
They were great. And the girl that shows up,
she was fantastic. She was great.
She had command
of that team.
She did, man. She was like, but it was such a touching movie because. The black kid that didn't want to play on the team, right?
Darius.
Darius. You find out why, and you're like, I totally understand why he doesn't want to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, who would want to be around that?
I wonder where we've seen that before in a basketball movie. Hoosiers?
Oh, yeah. It's been a long time.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen Hoosiers in years, but yeah.
Wow.
Where the Gene Hackman comes in and the best player didn't want to play. For a while, and the teacher, like, don't you talk to him, and Jimmy, that's who he was. It was Jimmy.
I forgot about that. I haven't seen that movie in so long. Yeah, that's a good point.
Probably 25, 30 times. That's
a good point. I haven't seen it in 20 years.
It's exactly the same, minus the DUI, the same premise. It was just a...
So, listeners, basically Darius didn't want to play for Woody Harrelson because Darius was a great basketball player, but was hit in his car by a drunk driver who then made Darius mentally slow, and he couldn't function well anymore. And you kind of understand, like, that guy took his life from him.
Yeah, because he has a traumatic brain injury.
He has traumatic brain injury, so now he can't play, but he's still really pretty good.
Still pretty good, yeah.
But I like that he's standing by and going, you know what? I won't play for you. And he won't give him a reason. But I also love the scene when he goes, they tell me I need to start forgiving, so I'm going to practice with you.
Yeah, because he says, my mom is a Christian, and she says I need to, and she forgives, and so I need to forgive. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was. That was a good
scene. That was a really good scene. Like, I'm going to practice with you, and I'm going
to start with you.
I'm going to try.
And he's the biggest obstacle in his life. He's done something that's unforgivable in his eyes, and yet he found a way to forgive him, so that was pretty cool.
Such a touching movie. Yeah. If you really think
it really did have some great themes to it. But kind of way movie is, it was like stupid all around some really great themes, on purpose, but that humor made it believable at least.
Yeah.
One of the guys on the team, man, he had an active nightlife.
Social life.
Like he was.
Yeah, he got around.
He got around.
Yeah, he got around.
He's probably has a few diseases.
I love it all because they each had their own crazy character, their own thing. That was their own shtick, you know what I'm saying? They each had their own, one did this, one did that, but it was all made them really, really cool guys.
I love how Sweet D's brother wouldn't take a shower.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I love because you can see Woody Harrelson, but, oh, God, every time you get close to him, you're like, that musk.
He's stuck. But I love how he got him to take one because there was a mouse in the shower.
Oh, that was clever.
And he's like, come on in here. And he's washing. He's getting under the shower.
That was clever.
but when he went to their house for dinner, that was a good scene because there you realize, because he wants to live at the group home, but Sweet D doesn't want him to move out. Like you see that she is using him as like comfort. So it's really a good message all around. But he wanted to be in a group home and hang out with his buddies all the time and live with his friends.
He needed to grow up and be like anybody else.
Yeah.
And she was trying to hold that back. I think for a sense of she loved him, she's worried about him. I get that, you worry about your kid, what may happen, what may not happen, and you just worry about him,
Yeah, I watched, you ever watched The Wonder Years?
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife watched an episode yesterday that I love, and Wayne wanted to join the Army, and his dad was totally against it. His dad was in the Marines, like, you're going to go to Vietnam. And Wayne's like, no, they told me we're not going to do that. He's like, well, you're definitely going to do that. So Wayne says, I'm going to get my physical. And he said, I thought we agreed not to. He said, no, you agreed. I'm going to get it. So he goes up there, spends all day. His dad shows up. His dad shows up to wait on him. And he comes out, and Wayne looks at his dad, and he's like, they said I have psoriasis, and my back would flake in Vietnam. And something like that. And his dad looks at him, and he says, I haven't prepared you, and that's on me. It was a really good scene. Like, he's like, I haven't prepared you for life, and that scares me. And I think that's where she is. Like, she's scared for him to, because she feels like she hasn't, like, helped him enough to get to where he needs to be.
Yeah, he's going to be on his own, and he's out from under her control, and that's that lack of control and the worry and all is just kind of.
Well, I think, too, she's put so much of her life into him, and now he goes independent, then she doesn't have that crutch holding her back from, you know, having a relationship and, you know, doing the things that she wants to do, you know, she dreams to do. So
right. She no longer has him for an excuse.
Yeah. It's a good movie. It's hard to make fun of.
It's hard
this
to
movie.
Knock. It's got some silly stuff in it, but you expect that.
Behind the scenes, Movie Torture listeners, Roger likes to slip in really good movies every now and then on us. But to change the subject a little bit, we got to address another elephant in the room here. Roger won burritos for a year at the Moe's. He gets a... Tell us a little about that, Roger, because we're all envious of the free burritos.
Well, here's the thing. Let me start the story. Like, last week on Wednesday and Thursday... the Moe's in Lake Wiley had a special promotion where you get $5 burritos and bowls. And then if you dined in, you got to spin the wheel. And whatever you spun it on, you got something free out of it. It was everything from T-shirts to koozies to, you know, a cup of queso. I mean, just you name it. So we went on Wednesday, and my wife won. I won a koozie, and... she won a free queso, and then the next night I spun it, and then I won the free burritos for a year. Basically, get one a week for the whole year.
It's really cool.
So, and then she won a T-shirt.
Is that the best gift on the wheel?
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Oh, that's awesome!
Yeah.
52 burritos.
Yeah.
52 burritos. Can free.
That's going to be your new movie torture name, Burrito Roger.
Some dude came by and he was like, I'll give you $100 for that. And I'm like, I did the math real quick in my head. Like, nah, this is like worth $500. There ain't no way I'm going to give it to you for $100.
Would you have sold it for $500?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you sell it?
Probably not.
Yeah, because you download the app and you put the thing. It's probably too late. You probably could beforehand because she didn't take my name or anything. I mean, yeah, maybe she did. I don't remember. But you go online and register for everything. So...
We're going to have a bidding war for Roger's free burritos.
Well, here's the interesting thing. You guys who live in Gaston County, the Gastonia location is this week on Wednesday and Thursday.
Wednesday?
It may be Tuesday and Wednesday.
I'm going to hit it up this week. I'm going to do a spin.
Yeah, because we went both nights. And
I'm going to take her for a whirl.
My wife hates spending money going out to eat, but I was like, $5. And she's like, $5? Okay, we'll go.
I will say, though, the Moe's burrito, not as good as the Chipotle burrito.
It is when it's free.
Well, free is always good. Yes. I mean, come on, free
is
for me.
I'm saying, it is when it's free.
But
the only thing Moe's has over Chipotle is the queso. The queso at
Well, they also have better toppings. They have jalapenos, black olive. They don't have that stuff at Moe's or at Chipotle.
But Chipotle, their meat's... natural. I mean, it pretty much bring it right off the grill.
But who really cares about that? I mean, meat's meat.
Especially
right?
When it's free. I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, free burrito, You're going to pack on 52 burritos in that belly this year.
Yeah.
If you miss a week, can you get two another week? Or do you, can you only get one a week?
Ooh, can you bank them?
I have to say.
Yeah, there you go. Bank them like toward the end of December. Yeah. Like, hey, man, I'm here for like 50 burritos.
Yeah.
You need to make me a 50 burrito pack right now.
Right now.
Here's my card.
I got the card.
I'm cashing this in.
That's right.
So when I was in sixth grade, I hadn't hit junior high yet. Every Friday, they gave us a blow pop. Every Friday. We had to
earn it. With the bubble gum in it?
Yes. We had to earn it. But if we did good that week, they would hand us a blow pop. So.
Fifth grade?
Sixth grade.
Where'd you go to school at?
I went to elementary school up the road in Lowell. So I was there. So every week, we'd get a blow pop.
Anything.
I liked grape and I liked cherry. That's my go-tos.
I remember the cherry. That was good.
But I would not eat the blow pop one week. So I would always have a reserve. So I'd keep one in my backpack at all times.
You've always been a man wiser than your years, Bradlow.
So there was a couple weeks where they were like, you didn't earn a blow pop this week. And I'd be like, joke's on you. I earned it for
you
myself.
You beat the system. Yeah. And that's what you need to do with the burritos.
That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. You can bake the burrito always have a burrito.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fill them 2 1 week, go get two.
Yeah.
You need to research that, Roger. We need an answer on the next movie torture. Can you bank it? Like, I can bank vacation days. Can you bank burritos?
We'll check that out.
That's good. That is good information to know.
It is. And burrito, great food, by the way. Like,
crowd pleaser.
Okay, so movie torture dad and I went to Texas a couple weeks ago. Great trip. Fun time. He thinks that I tailgate when I drive.
He drives really terrible, doesn't he?
He does. He does.
I've lucky.
While he's turned to a side looking at you and talking to you.
My favorite was driving through Ohio while he FaceTimed his wife at the wheel. I'll always remember that. And, I mean, I didn't see much of it because I prayed the entire time, but when I wasn't praying.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, we went to a Mexican restaurant, and the way you know it's good, I said, there cannot be a teenage white girl working here. Like, it can't be like a Moe's. That was a rule. We went in there, no burritos on the menu. There was none, right? No burritos. No enchiladas. No fajitas.
So you went to a real Mexican restaurant.
Oh, my gosh. It was so good. I got mole. No teenage girls. Full-blown Mexican restaurant. Only thing we were missing? Sombreros.
I bet it was great, wasn't it?
Oh, my gosh. It was hands down the best Mexican food I've ever eaten in my life in San Antonio. It was the best. I didn't want it to end. You know when you're eating a meal and you're like, I'm getting near the end of this. I'm not happy. Like, I wish I could just have a little bit more. And you start doing smaller bites just to
prolong.
I think I'm going to have some more.
Tastes like another. Yeah. So my grandpa used to say, tastes like another.
I'm going to have to get me another one. Hey, by the way, I'm going to eat another burger, so don't eat that one.
See, that's what you can do with those burritos. You keep that extra one in stock, so when you feel like another, you got to.
Yes, yeah. Roger, would you be okay if me and you went together and we split a burrito?
I would not share my burritos with Brad.
See, I get the bowl, so, you know.
Oh, you're bowling it.
Yeah.
See, I want the bowl, but I love the shell.
I like the taco salad because you get a little both, but it's like a bowl, but it is the shell too.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's a crowd pleaser.
Yeah. Mexican food is very good comfort food. That and Asian food are my go. I love it. And pizza.
Yeah.
I could eat pizza every day.
Every day.
I probably could.
I could do Mexican every. I pretty much do Mexican every day. Almost.
I could. Who was? I was asking somebody like, could you eat Mexican food? Could you eat the same meal every day for a week?
Like, I feel like it'd be dangerous to eat Mexican food every day for a week.
Well, it depends on what you eat.
There's a guy on Instagram. I saw it on a reel, and he's like, day 7 of eating nothing but Skyline chili for all meals.
That would be dangerous.
He goes, hold on.
That just doesn't even sound.
Skyline is really good.
I want to find it. And
but you can't eat it more than once a week and not have some digestive issues.
That's putting it kindly.
I think you'll be able to. I think we'll be able to hear this on the pod. But this is it. Y'all will get a kick out of this. Hold on.
Is it gonna come through your phone? I'll put it on the.
It'll come through. It should come through. But I'm here. We go.
Nothing but Skyline Chili for the past week to see what eating chili on spaghetti three times a day would do to me. And here are the results. I had 21 meals with an estimated total of 30,450 calories, but thanks to going on long walks and plenty of hours toilet squatting, I ended up losing 3.1 pounds. And I didn't think this would happen, but I never got sick of eating Skyline Chili once. So was it worth it? Yeah. I'd do it again faster than you can say, call a plumber. I ate nothing but Skyline Chili for the past week.
He lost 3 pounds. He ate 30,000 calories. He said, and many hours of toilet squatting, but yeah. He would do it again.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got any reviews for this movie?
Oh, well, I wanted to comment on the basketball because, you know, like with sports movies, it's got to be authentic. And the weird thing about this is you could see with those kids playing that they actually were playing. It's like they weren't it didn't even seem like they were thinking about the movie. They were just shooting hoops, playing their game against each other. I thought that was really cool that they didn't stage scenes, you know, other than Showtime shooting the last shot over, you know, his normal over the head shot. But reviews, there were a few here. Rotten Tomatoes said 59% of 128 critics' reviews were positive for an average rating of 5.8 out of 10.
That is
low for what I would think.
That is low, a 5.8 out of 10?
Yeah.
I feel like we've watched way worse movies with higher scores.
Yeah, and then there really weren't any, creative reviews. One guy said, although it's an apparent attempt to be uplifting, can often come across as patronizing. Champions is enough comedy with some serious, talented stars. So,
I disagree with patronizing.
I didn't think it was patronizing at all. Uh-huh. Yeah, I see that.
5-star Amazon reviews. A triumph of heart and humor, says David Bowie. Champion is a heartwarming sports drama showcasing Woody Harrelson in one of his most endearing and versatile roles. I could see that. I mean, it was good. He was good. He wasn't great. I mean, he was Woody Harrelson.
He pulled it off, I would say. You know, he pulled off that role. He made it believable.
Kit Kat, which was my favorite candy bar growing up, by the way. A must-watch, wonderful film. This is yet another film you rarely hear of because it lifts the spirit and the heart. Something we need now more than ever versus the sheer crap coming out of Hollywood. I hate to say it, but it is what it is. Woody and the cast are awesome. We may have many more of these films, which I love, and they're far too many times sidelined. I agree with Kit Kat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like to see, you know, with Air Bud, they did a different version for every sport? Would you like to see Champions do a different version with every sport?
Yes. That'd be nice. Champions football. Hey, where would producer Gary be in this movie?
Are you asking me?
Where would we put you in this movie at?
Showtime.
Oh my gosh. So we're putting Gary on the basketball team.
Oh. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
I wasn't going to say it. Roger said it.
I wasn't going to say it.
You were thinking it.
I was waiting for Brad to say it. So I could laugh and say, okay, good.
I was thinking more. He could have been an assistant coach.
He could have been that assistant coach, the guy that, yeah, he was pretty funny.
Or it would have been good if he'd have showed up as Sweet D's ex-boyfriend and he wanted to fight Woody Harrelson for her. That would have been good. But then Woody Harrelson was like, wait, you're on my team. So they have to kind of
Woody Harrelson gets arrested again.
For beating you up.
For, yeah.
And he goes, I didn't know cerebral palsy was special needs. he gets blasted.
I think you're the only person who didn't know that, though, by the way.
I guess I am. But I love how Gary just laid the gauntlet on me. He finally got to just lay it on me.
Yeah, that was painful.
It was painful for me.
Yeah.
Great for him.
Great for him, painful
good
for you.
Good win, producer Gary. Good win. Trent, Movie Torture, Movie Gold.
Movie Gold. I thought it was a great movie. I mean, it was just, it was silly and kind of stupid in places, but that's what made it endearing. It had a good story. It was great.
Roger?
Yeah, sometimes you got to have a movie like that. It's just, you know, you can laugh at, but also there's some, you know, those warm, inspirational moments in it. But yeah, it was, you know, it was a good movie. I give it gold.
I don't hand out golds very often. Producer Gary has let me know that. This movie, definitely a movie gold. I'm not going to shy around it. Only thing I didn't like about this movie, it's 2 hours. Like, I think hour and 40 is a better clip to watch this kind of movie. They could cut some stuff out. I don't know what. Maybe producing Gary's scenes. They could
cut. I don't know. You couldn't cut much out because it's kind of, you had to develop the entire story. So you really had to leave it
you're
in.
Right.
I mean, if you cut much out, you'd have lost some of the.
Well, maybe you just start out with showing clips of him getting arrested and fighting. And then he ends up, like, instead of the basketball scene, you just see him shoving from the ESPN news. And then the judge.
Yeah,
is
they
like,
could have left that out. But that would have, yeah.
The judge, but that would, yeah. Then the judge is like, you've got to watch these or go to prison. And I mean, I would definitely coach, those with special abilities and over prison.
Yeah.
We've talked about prison on here before. I wouldn't last a week in prison.
Two pockets.
Yeah, I would definitely. My prison wallet would definitely be raided. anyway, for producer Gary, for Blumhouse Trent, for my good friend Raj, glad to have you back. My name's Brad. We'll see you next time on Movie Torture.